Proclamation number 5127 of 9th of May, 1951. Vineyard work. Subordinating the will. The vineyard work is so versatile that all who are willing to do so can enter my service, for I assign the activity to everyone according to his ability, and everyone will be able to carry it out, although great eagerness to work is required. Yet there are only a few who are willing to work for me, and their degree of maturity is so different that not everyone can do the same work, and that I therefore train servants for myself in order to be able to distribute the work such that it is successful for me and my kingdom. The vineyard work has become extremely urgent, for the time of harvest is approaching, and therefore I still need many servants who want to serve me with love. But where will I find such? Serving me is not particularly appealing to the people of this world, for apparently there is no advantage to be gained from it. Moreover, this work also requires tremendous self-conquest. The human being must serve, i.e., put his own will aside and let the Lord's will alone prevail. I make this demand of everyone who wants to work as my servant in my vineyard. He must completely submit himself to me and only do what I demand of him. Yet people are self-willed and cannot subordinate themselves, and therefore they are also not suitable for a service which requires complete devotion of will. For only one works, and he is Roman one, because I alone know what is good and right. Therefore my servants must submit themselves to me and only ever carry out my will. I don't want them to work arbitrarily without having obtained my instruction. I want them to listen to what I tell them and then eagerly work according to my will. Thus I want to instruct them first. Only then shall they appear in my name and carry out vineyard work, i.e., work the field, the human hearts, to receive the good seed, my divine word, so that the harvest will be rich and I can praise my servants if they have brought me a great harvest. Whoever wants to work for me shall accept the instructions from me, thus open his heart and ears so that I can speak to him. But anyone who tackles the work without being instructed by me will not have much success, for he does not work for me but for himself. He only works for the sake of the reward he is given, and this will be meager and only paid for the time on earth. So he probably also volunteered for vineyard work but did not wait to see whether I would employ him as suitable for it. He worked because every job pays its wages, yet not out of love and loyalty to the Lord, whom he serves. And I do not value this work as work for me and my kingdom. I certainly pay the wages, i.e., I maintain my servant as long as he works for me, but beyond that he no longer deserves anything, for his wages are gone because he only thought of himself. But I need servants who want to serve me out of love for me and their neighbor, who carefully look after my vineyard and don't allow anything to get lost in it, who therefore are and will remain faithful servants to me for all eternity. Anyone who wants to work for me must completely submit to me and only be the executor of my will. I must be able to take possession of him and work through him without finding resistance. Then he will be my hand which becomes active, then he will work in my stead, then he will be my right representative and work in the vineyard according to my will. And then he will also have much success, he will increase my kingdom, he will win many souls for me and his activity will be blessed. Amen.